Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.
And we've got on the phone Pastor Jeff Noel from Grace Heartland Church.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Talk with you.
Well, today is the National Day of Prayer, and you are really, and have been for years, involved in the National Day of Prayer. But things are going to look a little bit different today.
They are going to look absolutely different in every way whatsoever. But you know what? It's still the National Day of Prayer.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how it looks.
So, sure. Tell us about, like, give us a little bit of history about the National Day of Prayer, and then you can go in and tell us about what we can do today.
Well, you know, just a quick reminder, you know, the National Day of Prayer back in 1988 became a piece of legislation that Ronald Reagan signed into law after a unanimous vote on both sides of the House and the Senate. To make Thursday the annual observance of the National Day of Prayer. There are times, as President Trump did a few weeks ago, when he declared a random day as a National Day of Prayer, and that used to always be the circumstance. But thankfully now we know that the first Thursday of May is and forever will be declared as our law, as a law and as our legal right to celebrate in the public square our desire to come together and pray for our nation. And that's why normally we would say, hey, go to your town square, go to your civic building, office buildings, or normally I would be in the Capitol today in D.C. Praying for our nation. But obviously that's not going to happen in the same way that it has, although it is going to happen.
And people can still pray, though, even though, you know, like we're not in the churches these days. It doesn't stop people from being able to pray.
Absolutely. You know, as we've tried to remind people, churches didn't close. They just dispersed. And, you know, the church is people, and it's wherever we are. And so the same thing is true of prayer. You know, it's like saying prayer never really did go out of school, because as long as there are tests, there will be prayer in school.
Absolutely.
That's right. You know, we are still praying, and, you know, the question is, can you still connect? And I would say, I would ask you to please say yeah. And what's cool about this year is, if you want to be part of the national observance, that the National Day of Prayer Task Force administrates, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. this year. You just have to go to the nationaldayofprayer.org. Make sure, not .com, .org, nationaldayofprayer.org. You go to that website, or you go to Facebook and go to the National Day of Prayer Facebook page. And tonight at 7 or at 8 p.m., you can join in and watch the national observance. There will be prayer huddles. I'll look forward to seeing some of your names scroll across that. I think there's about four or five prayer huddles. I'll be in one of those with the National Day of Prayer Board, and we'll be doing one. But there's going to be, you know, so many different people. Will Graham, Billy Graham's grandson, is kind of the keynote speaker. Michael W. Smith, Nick Hall, Bishop Perry Jackson, Andrew Palau, Pat Robertson, Robert Morris, Rick Warren, Kenita Benson, Greg Steer, Gabriella Odom, and our chairman, Kathy Branzell. This is her first year as chairman, and so we're excited. Sorry that she has to do it in this way, but she has just worked endlessly to make this happen. So you can join in from 8 to 10 and be a part of that on nationaldayofprayer.org or the National Day of Prayer Facebook page.
All right. We will put a link for that on our Facebook page as well. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you've got a really busy day preparing for this, but thanks for taking the time to share this with us.
Honored to do it. Thanks for giving me a call.
Do you mind wrapping up with a word of prayer for us this morning?
I would be honored. God, thank you. Thank you that in this country, regardless of everything else that goes on, we are still a people at our core who believe in prayer. And it could be at this time and at this moment, given what we're in, that you are seeing more people pray like they ever never have before. and that's a good thing. And we are thankful that people are finding themselves turning to you in prayer and recognizing that all of those things that we used to depend upon and for security, so many of them are just gone right now. But we do know that you are there, that you are our shelter in the storm. And Lord, we are excited about opportunities today that we can gather as a nation and seek you on behalf of our nation. And we pray for the efforts that are still going on all over our country as people cry out to you in prayer. And we pray, Lord, that you would hear our prayer, that you would forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. And we pray for our government, our military, our businesses, our schools, our hospitals, our not-for-profits, our churches, our families, all of these institutions are finding themselves in a difficult situation. And we just pray that your blessing would come and that you would bring healing to our land. Lord, we love you. We are so thankful for your presence, and we ask all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Jeff Noel, thank you so much for being open and being a vessel, and you are greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Love you guys. Appreciate that.
We are Quixie 98.3.